Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is John Nelson. Hello, John.
Hi, Gary.
John is the State Highway Safety and Traffic Engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation. That is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
That takes a big business card.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, today we don't really use paper business cards. At least I don't too much. So
all right.
I hope so.
Well, we asked John to come in today because we saw a fascinating report regarding the progress that's been made as far as distracted driving on Missouri roadways. And a lot of it's tied to the Siddons-Benning hands-free law that was passed in 2023. So, John, share with us a little bit about what the law is, first of all, and then what we're seeing from a standpoint of safety numbers.
Sure. So the Siddons-Benning hands-free law was really a public policy measure that the Missouri General Assembly passed to try and combat distracted driving, which in Missouri and in other states across the country is really one of probably four major behaviors that we see on roadways that are leading to serious injury and fatal crashes. So what the Siddons-Benning law does is it prohibits the handheld use of a cell phone or other electronic device for all drivers. Missouri previously had a law that prohibited specifically texting and driving, but only for drivers age 21 and younger. So the new law really is more comprehensive in that it applies to all drivers and it talks about any kind of handheld use. So that's really the goal of the law, is to really get us to put those phones down while we're driving, focus on the task at hand, and keep everyone safe.
Well, and Missouri's a little bit slow to the table there. It was one of a few states that hadn't passed that law up until 2023.
Right, yeah. Yeah, for many years, it was really just Missouri and Montana that had not prohibited texting and driving for all drivers. And I think we're about the, 18th, 20th state, something like that, to come along with the comprehensive hands-free law, you know, when that law went into effect in August of 2023.
So at this point, the law hasn't fully gone into effect, right? At this point, a driver can be pulled over as a secondary offense. Kind of walk through what that all means.
Yeah, that's correct. So when the law took effect August 2023, it's done a little bit differently in Missouri. Every state's a little bit different, but ours included a grace period, if you want to think of it that way. Mm-hmm. And there really is a lot of benefit to that. I think the legislature had the foresight to know, you know, we needed to educate Missourians on why this law existed, what it prohibits, what it doesn't prohibit. So we have about this 15, 16 month period to really educate Missourians, one, on just the issue of distracted driving, but then two, the specifics of this law. So far, till the end of this year, that's really the effort that's been taking place. It's public awareness, it's education. So even if an officer makes a stop today for something else, say speeding, for example, he or she hopefully is educating Missourians about, hey, by the way, there's also this new law related to cell phones. MoDOT has worked to provide law enforcement agencies with little informational cards that they could even hand out when they make that stop. But you're correct. As of today, right now, you cannot be issued a ticket for violating the Siddons-Benning hands-free law. That will all change on January 1 of 2025 when the law is fully in effect, and then drivers can expect to receive a ticket if they're stopped for violating that law.
So now, can they be stopped solely for that, or is it like the seatbelt law where it's a secondary offense?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's just like the seatbelt law. So it's a secondary offense. And all that means is that an officer cannot stop a person solely for being on their phone while they're driving. It has to be another primary offense like speeding, weaving in the lanes. Of course, oftentimes what we see with distracted drivers is those, you know, crossing the center line or crossing over the edge line, other erratic behaviors. So there's generally going to be a strong correlation. But yes, you're correct. You can't be stopped just for that, just like you can't be stopped just for not wearing your seatbelt.
And what would be the fines for a violation of that?
The fines are actually pretty significant relative to, you know, some of the other laws in Missouri. So first time violation of the law is up to $150. Mm-hmm. Second time, it goes up to $250. And the third time, it goes all the way up to $500. The other thing that I don't know that all the Missourians really think about or aware of is that the law also carries with it potential criminal charges. Mm. So it's not just the fine, but if you actually hit another person and you injure them or, you know, even kill them, then the law does carry with it criminal charges if you're convicted of using your phone during that crash.
Well, as you said, we're in a grace period right now. Interestingly, we're already getting some numbers back that potentially point to the wisdom, if you will, of this law. So kind of walk through some of what are we seeing?
Yeah, it's been encouraging, you know, especially to be where we're at without enforcement at this point. The study you're referencing was done by a group called Cambridge Mobile Telematics. They analyze cell phone data throughout the state, throughout the country, doing different things. And they've been monitoring cell phone usage in Missouri since the passage of the law, as well as, I think, the states of Michigan, Ohio, and Alabama. And so far in Missouri, since the law passed, distracted driving, cell phone use in particular while driving, is down a little bit over 5% in Missouri. Again, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you consider that it's been all education at this point, just public awareness, and there really hasn't been any kind of enforcement or hammer behind the law, we're encouraged by the progress and hope that that only grow in the years to come.
What sort of, as far as accidents and other elements there, can you point to that also might show that it's effectiveness?
When we get later, probably into next year, we actually will start looking at the crash data then. You know, the law didn't take effect until August of 2023. So you can't really look at the 2023 distracted driving crash data to get a good sense of the impact. But once we get a little further out, let's say we get a year into the law or year and a half, 2 years in, those are some of the other data points that we can look at, is have distracted driving crashes per the crash data in Missouri actually come down. That gets a little bit tricky. Just because it is difficult for an officer when they're completing their crash report to confirm that distraction was at play. You know, there's no blood test for distracted driving. You can't have a driver get out and walk the line.
Right.
So short of an admission or a witness, maybe in certain circumstances, they might get a search warrant for phone records. It can be difficult. So last year, we had 106 people that died as the result of a distracted driver. And I would say that's a minimum. Those are just the ones that we were able to confirm and the officer knew about. The real number is probably much higher. So it does make it a little bit difficult to evaluate the impacts of the laws strictly looking at the crash data, which is where data like the telematics data really comes in handy.
Yeah. So let's talk specifically what this law would affect as far as if you're a driver. Obviously, you can't be holding the phone, texting or scrolling, right, or whatever. I am assuming if your car is equipped with hands-free mics, things like that, those are perfectly fine to use.
Yes. And I think the best way for people to think about it and remember it is just to remember the phrase hands-free. Now, we're not meaning no hands on the steering wheel, right?
Right.
It means hands-free in terms of your device. So if you've got a vehicle that's equipped with Bluetooth, you're still allowed. It's still perfectly legal to make phone calls that way. You can have your phone on a mount and on speakerphone to make a phone call. Again, as long as you're not having to hold or support that phone, either in your hand or part of your, but it's actually also against the law to have it, you know, on your lap, supporting it that way. So it does need to be in a holder, on speakerphone, or connected to Bluetooth or some kind of hands-free technology to continue to make those calls.
So let's talk about just generally traffic safety. What's MoDOT trying to do, or what is MoDOT witnessing that's going on in traffic safety today?
Yeah, so safety's obviously very important to us. You know, our mission at MoDOT is to provide a transportation system that's both safe and reliable. And so we're always working, looking for ways to improve safety of the roadways. And there has been some encouraging progress in that regard. So last year, we saw a 6% reduction in traffic fatalities compared to 2022. Now, granted, we still had 991 people that lost their lives. So definitely no reason to celebrate, but that was the first year since the pandemic that we had actually seen a reduction in traffic fatalities. So hopefully the curve was starting to turn there. And then so far this year, we're actually down 10% compared to last year. Again, I think we've had about 750 people killed in Missouri traffic crashes this year. But that 10% reduction, you know, that represents 75 people that have gone home at the end of the day. So there is some encouraging signs, obviously still a lot of work to do, but we're hopeful that between last year's 6% reduction, hopefully we end this year strong in that 10 or double digit reduction in traffic fatalities, and we can keep that momentum going into 2025.
Yeah. So other than distracted driving, which we've talked about, what are the other factors that really play into safety concerns?
Yeah, so there's kind of the big four that we talk about a lot. One, of course, is distracted driving. Speed is probably number one. Actually, when you look at the data, it's most prevalent. It's also most often identified as a contributing factor. Impairment, you know, whether that's alcohol or other drugs. And then the lack of protection is the other thing. Seatbelts, motorcycle helmets, you know, those devices don't necessarily contribute to whether a crash occurs, but when that crash does occur, they are incredibly vital to the outcome of the crash, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So those four we talk about a lot. You know, motorcycle fatalities have been a pretty big issue in Missouri, especially here lately, back in 2020. Public policy, again, actually went the other way, and we repealed the all-rider helmet law. And ever since then, we've seen about a 40 to 45% increase in motorcyclist fatalities, which is about 50 to 55 more motorcyclists every year being killed on our roadways. Now, this year in 2024, we're actually seeing a pretty large reduction in motorcyclist fatalities, about 33% compared to last year. Still not as low as it was prior to the helmet repeal, but perhaps word is getting out there that, you know, just because you have the choice to not wear a helmet, it's still the safest option to choose to wear that helmet. And so we've had fewer unhelmeted fatalities this year, and overall those motorcyclist fatalities are down.
Okay. As we talk about traffic safety, obviously there are times where the path is a little bit more crowded there with work zones. So what have we seen as far as work zone safety?
Nobody likes work zones, right? They're inconvenient. They make us nervous maybe to drive through. Unfortunately, they're inevitable part of, you know, maintaining and enhancing a transportation system. So they're going to be out there, and the more work we do, the bigger program we have, you know, the more they're going to be there. But it's the same behaviors, right? Whether it's a work zone or not, it's still speed, it's still distraction, it's still impairment. Those things are still at play there. And I think what we would like for people to keep in mind is there's not much protection there, right?
Yeah.
For workers that are out there doing their job to help make all of our lives a little better, you know, in the future by having a better roadway or a better bridge. As we approach those, one is, you know, make sure the phone's down, we're paying attention as we enter that work zone, but definitely slowing down. The lanes get narrow. There's cones right there. Oftentimes there's people right there working. If I could encourage people, two things in work zones. One, just pay attention, you know, put the phone down, make sure you're watching what you're doing, and then by all means, slow down. Those two simple little actions would go a long way in keeping everyone safe in our work zones.
All right. Drivers aren't the only ones on the roads. Pedestrians, especially this time of year with Halloween coming up, pedestrian safety is also a concern for roadways. So what do you have to say to folks about that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, we live really in a kind of a vehicle-centric society, you know, where most of us are using a vehicle. But there are individuals who rely on their legs or a bicycle or transit every day to get to work, to get to school, whatever it is they need to do. It's interesting. I think most people tend to think of the summer months as the time when most people are out walking, biking, just because of the weather. But historically, the fall months through the rest of the year, so September through December, have accounted for the vast majority of pedestrian fatalities in our state.
Mm.
And I think it makes sense when you stop to think about it. You've kind of got a shift in traffic patterns with people going back to school. But more than that, you've got shorter and shorter days, right?
Yeah.
So the daylight's getting shorter, but it's still nice enough outside that people are still out doing things. And so you get into that 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hour where now it's dark all of a sudden, but there's still people out there using the roadways. So I think my advice would be pedestrian safety is a two-way street, right? Obviously the pedestrians have a responsibility to make sure they're visible, make sure they're crossing the road in safe locations, make sure they're looking both ways before they cross, make sure they're not on their phone when they're trying to do that. But same thing for drivers, right? I think we have a shared responsibility to make a little extra effort to look for them more than we would say a vehicle coming at us. You know, they're harder to see. They're easier to get in our blind spots. So slowing down, paying attention, looking twice, maybe three times to make sure that pedestrian is not crossing at the intersection before we make our turn. Little things like that, I think, can go a long way to keep us all safe. Our Buckle Up Phone Down Day is coming up on Wednesday, October 30th. And that's just a day that we kind of pause and try to saturate the market, encouraging Missourians to do those two things every time they get in a vehicle. Always buckle up, and if they're the driver, to put cell phone down.
All right. Well, John, we really appreciate you coming by today to talk about highway safety, and thanks for joining us.
Well, I really appreciate it, Gary. Thanks for the opportunity, and everyone stay safe.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.